Good morning, everyone. In my opportunity to work with couples and marriages and families, if there are ever children in the home, it is always incumbent upon me to make that a focus. And so I will suggest to people that whatever they are working on, their children, their grandchildren are counting on them to get this right. And these are the things that they are to get right. I'll be reading from 2 Kings chapter 22, verses 8 to 13. Hilkiah the high priest told Shaphan the court secretary, "I have found the book of the law in the Lord's temple." And he gave the book to Shaphan, who read it. Then Shaphan the court secretary went to the king and reported, "Your servants have emptied out the money that was found in the temple and have put it into the hand of those doing the work, those who oversee the Lord's temple." Then Shaphan, the court secretary, told the king, "Hilkiah the priest has given me a book." And Shaphan read it in the presence of the king. And when the king heard the words of the book of the law, he tore his clothes. "Go and inquire of the Lord for me, the people, and all Judah, about the instruction in this book that has been found. For great is the Lord's wrath that is kindled against us, because our ancestors have not obeyed the words of this book in order to do everything written about us." And next I'm reading from 2 Kings chapter 23, verses 1 to 3. "So the king sent messengers, and they gathered all the elders of Jerusalem and Judah to him. Then the king went to the Lord's temple with all the men of Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, as well as the priests and the prophets, all the people, from the youngest to the oldest. As they listened, he read all the words of the book of the covenant that had been found in the Lord's temple. Next, the king stood by the pillar and made a covenant in the presence of the Lord to follow the Lord and to keep his commands, his decrees, and his statutes with all his mind and with all his heart, and to carry out the words of this covenant that were written in this book. And all the people agreed to the covenant." May God bless that reading of his word.
When I did my professional training, I am in healthcare, I was taught what is normal. When you look at an x-ray, you're taught what is normal on the x-ray. When you look at a lab test, you're taught what is normal on a lab test. We studied normal. We didn't study abnormal. Because if you know what normal is, you immediately pick up when you see something that is abnormal. Let me tell you a story about Israel. Israel was a nation put together by God himself. And Israel had several kings. Some of the kings were really bad. And we're going to talk about one king today that was really good. The bad kings took the book. And when you came in today, you saw the book back there, and those who attend here regularly know that that's not normal. The book is normally up here. I put the book back there because we're going to focus on that today. Israel had copies of the law, what is called the law, the first five books of the Bible. And the bad kings, because they didn't like what the books said, purged the kingdom of the book. They burned the book. They hid the book. They destroyed the book. Whatever they had to do so that normal was hidden. And when normal is hidden, abnormal starts to look normal. So rather than adjust behavior, rather than the kings following the book, they got rid of it. They outlawed it. Does that sound familiar? So here we have Josiah. Josiah is a young man, and he becomes king of Israel. And he's a good king, and he wants to do and follow what the nation was put together to do. The nation was put together to represent God to the world. So Josiah decides to come back to the roots. Josiah wants to come back to normal. The temple was a mess. The temple was in disrepair. There was rubble everywhere. And so Josiah says, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to repair the temple. I'm going to get it back in working order. So he puts some artisans together and some craftsmen and some carpenters, and he has them go into the temple and start to work on it. And here we'll pick up the story from Scripture, 2 Kings. Hilkiah the high priest told Shaphan the court secretary, listen to this. You see, the bad kings thought that they had purged the nation of this pesty book, of this decidedly inconvenient book. And Shaphan, Hilkiah the high priest, as he's going through and repairing the temple, lo and behold, he finds a copy of the book that the bad kings thought they had gotten rid of. I have found the book of the law in the Lord's temple. And he gave the book to Shaphan, who read it. You know what happened when Shaphan read that book? He remembered normal. He remembered what God's idea of humanity was. And you know something? God invented humanity. He can decide what is normal. Not us. Not the deviations that have crept into our nation. God says this is normal. But the way we get around that, just like Israel, get rid of the book. Shaphan reads it. He remembers what normal is. Then Shaphan, the court secretary, went to the king, Josiah, and he reported. Well, he's giving Josiah an update on how the temple restoration is going. He says, your servants have emptied out the money that was found in the temple, and we put it into the hands of those doing the work. We're paying the workmen. So far, so good. Then Shaphan, the court secretary, told the king, I can hear the hesitation in Shaphan's voice when he comes to the king. Because remember, Shaphan had read the book, a book that had been gone from the kingdom for generations. And Shaphan finds the book, Shaphan reads the book, and Shaphan sidles up to the king. And he says, Hilkiah the high priest, listen to how he says this, has given me a book. A book. He knew. Shaphan knew this was the book of the law. Shaphan knew when he read that book how far the nation had fallen from normal. And he's hesitant to bring this to Josiah's attention because he doesn't know how the king is going to react. Hilkiah the high priest has given me a book. And Shaphan read it in the presence of the king. Shaphan reads the book to Josiah. When the king heard the words of the book of the law, he tore his clothes. Josiah is so taken aback when he hears the book, when Josiah hears what God's definition of what it means to be human, genuinely human. He is so struck with how far they've fallen. His reaction is he tears his clothes. And in Judaism, when you tore your clothes, you were distraught. It was a sign of severe grief. And Josiah responds. He says, "Go and inquire of the Lord for me and the people and all Judah about the instructions in this book that has been found." And Josiah says, "For great..." Now, parents, listen, who are dedicating their children. I'm talking to the five sets of parents today that are dedicating the children. The rest of us can listen in. "The Lord's wrath is kindled against us because our ancestors have not obeyed the words of this book." Parents, I'm talking to myself too. Parents, your children will hold you accountable for the words in this book. Your children are counting on you to get it right. Because just like in Israel, Josiah says, our ancestors, where were they? They knew this book existed. They hid this book. They ignored this book. And now we are paying the price. Josiah blames the ancestors. Your children are young now, you who are dedicating. The day's coming. Don't have this scenario play out for you. So the king sent messengers, and they gathered all the elders of Jerusalem. He gets everybody together. They go into the temple, from the youngest to the oldest. And as they listened, the book is read. You know what the problem with our nation is? Well, one of the problems, well, a lot of problems, but this has become, we've become jaded to this. Jaded. It's too available. He read all the words of the book. Watch the sequence, parents. Number one, he read all the words in the book. Do your children see you reading the words of the book? Number two, the king then stands by the pillar, and he made a covenant in the presence of the Lord. You are doing that today. You're making a covenant in the presence of the Lord, parents, and in the company of these witnesses. So they read the book. Josiah commits to the book. He says he commits to follow it. And then lastly, he, with all of his mind and all of his heart, he's going to carry out the words of this covenant. He puts it into practice. And all of the people who are listening, for the first time in generations, they're hearing the book. First time. And they all agree to the covenant. The king asked the people to sign on with what the book says. Okay. Commentary. I don't think I need to convince anybody in here today that the world is unraveling. Our nation is unraveling. Families are unraveling. You know why? We have moved off the center of normal. We don't even know what normal is anymore. And if you don't sign on with the redefinition of what normal is, you're going to pay for it. Listen, God's people, we get back to the center. We come back to what God says is normal, and we let God define what it means to be genuinely human. What happens when you get away from normal? What happens when you move off the center? In your own personal life, I'm no exception. Chaos. Right? Would you agree? Chaos. But God is not a benign observer. God is not a dispassionate being getting away from the book and getting away from God's definition of normal has consequences. Very this worldly consequences. We're seeing it. So the dedication service today. Am I speaking to someone today? Moves off center a little bit. Chaos, consequences. The consequences aren't a punishment, by the way. They're not a punishment. That's not the God that we serve. The consequences are a wake-up call, which is what God did to this nation. It's a wake-up call because he wants to draw them back to the book. He wants to draw them back to what it means to be genuinely human. And to get the chaos out of their lives. So we finish our story before we have communion. Unfortunately, Josiah was killed in battle. And the people quickly drifted away from the reforms that Josiah had instituted. God responded. And the Babylonian Empire swept down from the north upon the Israelites under the leadership of Nebuchadnezzar the king, and he completely destroyed Jerusalem. He completely destroyed the temple because the people had drifted again away from what it is to be normal. Now I want you to listen to what happened. 75 years they're in exile. 75 years they're away from the book. 75 years they don't hear the law at all. They don't hear scripture. Even though they had agreed under Josiah's leadership that they were going to keep the covenant. They are allowed to come back to Jerusalem. Jerusalem is a mess. The temple does not exist. It is not one stone left upon another. Now you listen to this. And I tell you that this, no matter where you are, no matter how far you are from the book, no matter how much you are in exile from God, this is the promise. All the people gathered together at the square in front of the water gate, they're all back there in Jerusalem. They're all back there by the temple. They asked Ezra, the scribe, to bring the book of the law. On the first day of the seventh month, Ezra, the priest, brought the law before the assembly of men, women, and all who could listen with understanding. While he was facing the square in front of the water gate, he read out of that book from daybreak until noon. Before the men, the women, and all those who could understand. All the people listened attentively to the book of the law. Ezra the scribe stood on a high platform made for this purpose. Ezra opened the book. Parents, listen to this next statement. They got your attention, parents? Ezra opened the book in full view of all the people. Do your children see you reading the book in full view of them? As he opened it, all the people stood up. Ezra praised the Lord, the great God, and with their hands uplifted, all the people said, "Amen, amen." Then they bowed down and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. How long have you been away from the book? They were away 75 years. Do you know how precious that book meant to them at that point? I tell you that if we are separated from the book in this nation, it will become so precious to us. Look at their reaction. They read out of the book of the law of God, translating so the people could understand it. Nehemiah the governor, Ezra the priest, and scribe and the Levites who were instructing the people, they all said to them, these people are all standing, first time they've heard the law in 70-some years, they're standing from daybreak till noon. You don't know what you've got till it's gone. And they say to the people, they're all standing, and Ezra says to the people, do not mourn or weep. You know what the people are doing? For all the people were weeping as they heard the words of the law. They remembered normal. They remembered what it meant to be genuinely human and how far they had fallen. And when they hear the book read, their response is they weep. We remember normal today with communion because Jesus said at the Last Supper, he said these words right here. When you do this, you do it in remembrance of me. We remember the Son as we have our communion today, and by doing that, we're remembering this book because he represents this book. John said, the Word became life and lived among us. The author of Hebrews says that Jesus is the exact expression of God's nature. So as we partake of communion and we stand here, optional, if you partake or not, optional, we will remember Jesus, and thereby we will remember the book, and thereby we will remember normal. We'll remember what God says it means to be genuinely human. And I think we need that today. I think our nation needs that today. And I think our families need that desperately today.